part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change to America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for being here. The phone line is open. One line available for you, 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough in our New York headquarters tonight, and glad to be chatting with you about some very important news that we need to be sharing with our friends, discussing over dinner tomorrow, that we need to be holding the media and the elected officials that we interact with this week accountable to as well. It has to do with a major cover-up that high-placed intelligence officials are now saying directly that the administration participated in, and they're calling for accountability. I'll tell you more about this in just a second. Stephen Baldwin away this week. He's in the upper portions of Alaska, places I've never seen, he's never seen. In fact, I went and I looked up the name of one of the places that he was headed up to. Is it Kotzebue, Alaska? K-O-T-Z-E-B-U-E. And he was going to jump on the Noatak River, N-O-A-T-A-K. I'm pretty sure these are Indian names. Maybe Kate from Fairbanks will know. Line one, Kate, are you there?
I am here.
Kate, thanks for your patience. Stephen is up in your neck of the woods this week. You're listening to AM 660 WFAR, or KFAR, one of the, I forget the call letters, but it's AM 660. Where is Kotzebue and the Noatak River? Where is that?
Kotzebue is out on the coast. It's about 300-400 miles to the east of us. We're in the middle, right smack dab in the middle of Alaska. Well, a little bit more towards Canada. And we've got several towns around us. But Kotzebue is...
Is it in the middle of nowhere?
Good airport.
Okay.
It's on the Kotzebue Sound. Good Hope Bay is there. Selawik Lake. And it's got a big airfield, like I say, Kyrgyzstan National Monument. Noatak River comes down to Osmiut Bay.
Huh. Well, these are places that the average American has never heard of, much less been to, and so that's where he is today. How cold would it be up in that area right now?
Oh, I haven't listened to the latest weather report, but it's usually a little colder than Fairbanks. We get a very moderate temperature, predictable. It's about 43 now. That's warm. It should be in the 20s, past freezing and snowing. It's going to snow this weekend. Well, how warm is it over there? I'd say last I heard it was about 28.
See, that's just so unbelievable for most of us to be able to relate to, even as far north as New York City. I mean, people think of New York being north, but it's nothing compared to where you guys are. Well, thank you for that update. Now, as a good citizen of Fairbanks, Alaska, and as a good representative of the United States of America, what do you think of the story that we've been talking about tonight, where you have intelligence officials saying that the administration has involved itself directly now, they're making the accusation directly, in a cover-up as it relates to the process of how terrorism is growing in the Middle East?
May I say just one thing that's going to make everybody out there feel better, then I'll get right to your question.
Sure thing.
Once, when I came up here in 1968... in a two-ton truck with our trailer behind us. We homesteaded. We had dogs. It was 60 below or 58 below for 6 weeks, and that was normal. That was square tire weather. Everybody was used to it. You just didn't move around much. Now we only get 150 below day once a year. It has warmed up.
So it's much more inhabitable then.
Well, what we have here is a road going from Anchorage all the way up to Fairbanks, then the Mount McKinley Park area, and beyond that is the Hall Road up to the North Slope. There are no other roads in Alaska. It's all rivers, all mountains. We get around by barge in the summer. We get food to the villages. And in winter, just about everybody flies. There are no roads.
Huh. That is very interesting. So a lot of airplanes being used up there. So airfield's very important. And evidently where Stephen is at in Kotzebue, that's how you say it?
It's Kotzebue indeed. There is no road from Fairbanks to Kotzebue. There just is mountains and rivers. And so you get there on the land bridge by... You don't get there by the land. You take a boat to Kotzebue, or you fly. That's it.
That's very interesting. Well, Kate, thanks for the information. You've been more helpful than my actual partner. He didn't tell me any of this stuff. He just sprung it on me and said, "Hey, guess where I am?" So you've been a better friend to me than he has today. Now, what did you want to say about the topic of last hour?
Well, this may get me in trouble, but I think that a weak president invites retaliation and aggression. It's just a red flag to those that are against the U.S.
Well, and he did nothing but show weakness for most of his first year, going around the world apologizing for us defending ourselves and that sort of thing. So I think you're right.
Stirred them up.
Yeah, I think it was kind of like a vampire with blood. It's like, oh. So now we'll get them. Thanks, Kate. Appreciate your listening tonight, and keep it tuned to AM 660. Great station there in Fairbanks, and we love talking to the people. We've only been on there a few weeks, and we hear from them just about every single week. Let's go to Greensboro, North Carolina. Al is on line two and has been patient. Al, thanks for your patience. You're on with Kevin McCullough on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Hey, Kevin. Good to be on the show.
Sure thing.
First-time caller, long-time listener. Just wanted to see if anybody else had pointed out that if these intelligence reports are accurate, that the administration has falsely accused the filmmaker who made the movie about Muhammad. They got all the blame up front, and I believe the guy was arrested, and I don't know what his current status is.
Yeah, they said they trumped up a charge. They arrested him on like a violation of parole or something because he had been previously arrested. But I haven't seen what the formal charge is, but I don't know what they're holding him for, to be perfectly honest with you. And I do know that even as recently as just a week ago, when the president was before the UN General Assembly, he made reference to the film as a reason for the violence in the Middle East. And he said something like, "It doesn't matter who you are. A movie should never justify your, desire to attack a consulate or something like that."
Right.
And I'm roughly paraphrasing, but he made a direct reference to the two and connected them. And I'm sitting here going, "But Mr. President, even at that time, a week ago, we were already starting to say, but there's lots of evidence that points to something in a different direction." But here's the real damaging part of all this. Now we have these career intelligence officials that have nothing to gain by coming forward except keeping their country safe, saying that the administration is covering this up, that they are engaged in an active cover-up to keep certain facts from getting known to the public. And I'm curious as to what people think about that tonight. 888-340-3373. Al, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And thanks for listening. Thanks for telling your friends. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. When we come back, I've told you what Bill Gertz has said. You've heard from Jake Tapper at ABC News. We will let you know what Cheryl Atkinson reported on the CBS Evening News tonight. And, friends, if you think that denying the Special Forces ops the needed equipment to carry out their mission was bad, if you think that pretending that this movie got Ambassador Stevens killed instead of our own negligence in the region bad, wait till you hear what Cheryl Atkinson is reporting on CBS News tonight. And you will hear that coming up next right here, and I hope that you will. By the way, it's back. Starting next week here on Baldwin McCullough Live, we will be drawing a name for the 4th annual Great Manhattan Holiday Getaway. your chance to win a all-expense-paid trip to New York this Christmas season. And now that we got people in Fairbanks, I want to hear from you folks especially. Send us an email with your name, address, and phone number to holiday@x3media.net. That's the email address you need to send it to. holiday@x3media.net. And more details on the way, but we're going to be drawing names for finalists, and one of the finalists will be picked and win an all-expense-paid holiday trip to New York in early December. holiday@x3media.net, holiday@x3media.net. This is Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough.
Every 2 seconds, a child becomes an orphan. 44,000 children become orphaned every single day. And every 90 seconds, an orphan dies from starvation and preventable malnutrition. Every 90 seconds. That's why the talk radio hosts Danny Johnson, Stephen Baldwin, and Kevin McCullough are combining efforts along with Food for Orphans for 2012 in 2012. Our desire is to try to feed 2012 orphans in the calendar year of 2012. $92 will feed an orphan right now for the next entire year. That's 25 cents a meal. And friends, this is a specially designed diet. It has 17 vitamins and nutrients that are unique to orphans' malnourished states. Call now 1-888-340-3373 or jump online to 2012in2012.info. That's 2012in2012.info.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Yeah, we take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Yeah, it's Baldwin McCullough Live coming to you tonight from New York City. And as I made mention just before the break, 1 week from tonight, we start drawing names.
It's the Great Manhattan Holiday Getaway.
Experience the holidays in a time and place like nowhere else.
Whether it's skating under the Christmas tree in Rockefeller Center
or observing the live nativity scene
at Radio City Music Hall,
your stay comes complete with airfare,
hotel, and meals.
Sign up by texting HOLIDAY to 33938
or email your name, address, and phone number to holiday@x3media.net.
Then be listening to Baldwin McCullough Live.
It's the Great Manhattan Holiday Getaway.
Yep, that's how easy it works. Just send us your info. You can text HOLIDAY to 33938. That's spelled HOLIDAY. 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 33938. Or you can send an email to holiday@x3media.net. But we've had a winner. We've had winners from Las Vegas, Nevada. We've had them from the South. They've come from all over. Now we've got people in Alaska that may win. But there's no place to celebrate the holidays, to see holiday decorations and the storefronts and everything the way New York City does. So the Great Manhattan Holiday Getaway, the registration period is now open. Send us your emails, holiday@x3media.net. You need to include your name, your phone number, and your address. Because if we call you and you win, then you have to be able to receive the instructions on how to get here. We're going to buy you a plane ticket and stuff. We got to know how to get it to you. So send us your name, address, and phone number to the email address holiday@x3media.net, and you could be entered to win. Now, I want to get to this report from Cheryl Atkinson, CBS News. But before I do that, let me go to line one. Robert in Carson City, Nevada, listening tonight to KKFT. Robert, welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough Live tonight. Kevin McCullough holding down the fort for both of us. Glad you're with us.
Hey, thanks, Kevin, and a shout-out to Stephen the Bee. It really doesn't surprise me that this administration is involved in yet another cover-up. Everything that comes out of them is the treatise of lies. I mean, go to Fast and Furious. Eric Holder covering up the fact that, the guns went to Mexico, Mexican citizens are being murdered, our Border Patrol agents are being murdered, our guns are showing up in Brazil on the drug dealers and the cartels there. I mean, Barack Obama doesn't show up for 60% of his national security briefings, and our diplomats, soldiers, and citizens are being assassinated. I consider this treason. Isn't America outraged enough yet with this president?
Robert, I think, to be genuinely honest with you, I think that they are outraged. I think they are more concerned about finding jobs. I think the reason a lot of people don't know about a lot of this is because they've been so hard looking for work.
I understand. It's been bad. And now you've got gasoline just skyrocketing.
Yeah, the $5 a gallon stuff in California, and they're rationing in places in California tonight. It's just really unbelievable. Hey, Robert, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. And keep listening. Great station there, KKFT and 99.1 FM Talk. They're in the Reno and Carson City area. It's a great station. And love Jerry Evans and the whole crew there. I want to continue to take your calls on the issue of the cover-up. There is one more piece of this that I want to roll into the conversation. 888-340-3373. So far tonight, I've told you about the Bill Gertz piece that documents the spies, the people that work for CIA, highly placed intelligence officials, are now saying that the administration is involved in an active cover-up. That's big news. That should be front-page news of every newspaper on Sunday morning. Then let you hear from a report from Jake Tapper that a security force in Libya, prior to the assassination of Ambassador Stevens, had requested not to lose the use of an exclusively owned airplane by those special forces so that they could get from one end of the country to the other in relatively quick amount of time for the purpose of securing our diplomats. 16 special forces, SEALs, Rangers, etc., needed the use of this DC-3 because they transport weapons, they do a lot of other stuff. You know what the State Department's reaction to it was? No. You can just fly commercial. Because you know they're just going to let Navy SEALs walk onto airplanes with with big guns and stuff. And you know that it's always going to be available at a moment's notice when they need to get from one hot bed area to another. The State Department's like, nah. No, the president doesn't want to spend the money on the airplane anymore. You don't need that. And that serviced 16 Special Forces troops in Libya. Now, the worst one of all, to me so far, is the report that Cheryl Atkinson filed for CBS News. Please pay very close attention to what she says.
Cheryl Atkinson learned today that a former top security official for the embassy in Libya has been called to testify before Congress next week. Cheryl's in Washington tonight. Cheryl?
The subpoena was issued for the official who is a National Guard Army Green Beret who headed up a Special Forces security team in Libya. He says his military group and a six-member State Department elite force called a mobile security deployment team were scheduled to leave Libya in August, 1 month before the Benghazi assault, despite the fact that U.S. officials on the ground wanted them to be extended. Lieutenant Colonel Andy Wood, shown here returning from a previous mission, led a 16-member Special Forces site security team responsible for protecting U.S. personnel in Libya. Wood says he met daily with U.S. Ambassador Christopher Stevens, and security was a constant challenge. There were 13 threats or attacks on Western diplomats and officials in Libya in the 6 months leading up to the September 11 terrorist assault, where Ambassador Stevens and three of his colleagues were killed. Wood tells CBS News and congressional investigators that U.S. diplomatic personnel in Libya repeatedly requested that security details be extended, but the State Department in Washington, D.C., which he calls State Maine, denied those requests.
We tried to illustrate that to State Maine to show them how dangerous and how volatile and just unpredictable that whole environment was over there. So to decrease security in the face of that really is, it's just unbelievable.
A senior State Department official today told CBS News there was constant conversation about security, but they say the nature of the attack was so lethal and overwhelming that a diplomatic post would not be able to repel it. Sources say a total of three mobile security deployment teams left Libya between February and August, in addition to the Special Forces team. That's 34 highly trained security personnel moved out in a six-month period. One State Department source told CBS News the teams weren't pulled, that their missions, Scott, were simply over.
Okay. So here's their mission is over. They start pulling these guys out from February through the end of August. They were 34 special ops guys that know how to, you know, kill terrorists in very hot firefights with people that are bad. And the administration's going, you guys, come on home. They don't need you in Libya. They don't need you. We don't need you there. Come on home. 34 of them go home. Are you aware, friend, that the two Navy SEALs and the airmen that were at the consulate with Ambassador Stevens the night he was killed were not assigned to him? They happened to be in the consulate, but he was not their security detail. 34 Special Forces gone. Your calls, 888-340-3373.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Baldwin McCullough Live, Kevin in New York, Stephen in the wilderness that is Alaska. Glad you're with us. Let's speak with line one, Dorothy, calling from Brooklyn. We're talking about these intelligence sources that Bill Gertz cites in his piece from the Washington Beacon. By the way, I've got it linked if you want to see, because like Evan Paul is on the Facebook threads, and he's like,
can you cite a source, please?
Yes. The sources are listed in the post. I've got them linked. Jake Tapper's piece, Bill Gertz, and also Cheryl Atkinson that we just played you, which demonstrated that even though the Libyan officials, even though our own diplomats were begging the White House, please don't take these 34 special forces away from us, but they pulled them out anyway, leaving basically our personnel in the region sitting ducks. Dorothy in Brooklyn, line one, you're on with Kevin McCullough. Thank you for being here, and thank you for listening to the Baldwin McCullough Show on AM 970, The Answer. Hi.
Yes, good evening, and God bless Kevin and to all your intelligent listeners.
Thank you.
And I thank you for being there. I have two quick statements.
Sure.
Firstly, I've been very impressed by you. I'm a pretty new listener, and you're definitely one of the greatest, because I listen to talk radio 24 hours around the clock, no television, so I know what I'm talking about. And quickly, I'd like to say that how do you expect our government to secure the embassy in Libya when they don't even secure our borders as the terrorists keep coming over year after year, and they're just waiting for their marching orders to attack us all in different cities simultaneously.
No, I totally agree with you, Dorothy. And first of all, thank you for the very kind words. I don't deserve them, but I'm grateful. Well, you're very kind. Thank you very much. And the second question, and thanks for the call. It's not. I know you're not being facetious at all. I know that Dorothy's not. She's not being sarcastic. See, the idea of national security, what she's basically driving at is that there has to be a mental commitment, an idea that the nation is something that is worth preserving, that our borders are sovereign, that we get to decide who comes in and goes out. And everywhere our embassy or consulates are across the globe, that's also our territory. But if you have an administration in power, this one or any other one, and if they decide to say, you know what, we don't think that this security thing's all that important, then they will respond with actions that demonstrate that. And since February, between February and August, they were pulling out the special forces ops that we were dependent upon to keep Chris Stevens safe in Libya. And what happened over the course of time that they were pulling out those 34 special forces? They were taking other resources away, like the DC-3. They were ignoring reports, report after report after report from our intelligence officials saying, look, Egypt is exporting Al-Qaeda into Libya. Mohamed Morsi, your Arab Spring messiah that took place, came to power there when Mubarak was summarily rushed out of power by Obama. He's been letting Al Qaeda agents go. He's been letting the brother of Ayman al-Zawahiri go. And what's happening? They're infusing the ranks of Al Qaeda, Ansar al-Sharia, and the others that are in these regions, while we're pulling our special forces out, not protecting our diplomats there. And then here's why the intelligence officials are saying that the administration's lying. The intelligence officials have proof. They have the emails of the requests where again and again and again they reported this is turning into a hotspot. Libya's getting nasty. We have 13 attacks on American sovereign locations in Libya prior to the run-up and the lead-up of the attack on September 11, 2012. 13 different times. And what amounts to the biggest shoulder shrug President Obama's performed in the history of shoulder shrugs. I don't know. That ends up us getting our ambassador killed. And here's the real bad part of it all. After they knew that he had been killed, and 24 hours later, they knew who had done it. They knew that it was Al-Qaeda. They knew that it was Ansar al-Sharia. They have known that Al-Qaeda is being propped up by Egypt. They went on every news channel in this country on a Sunday morning, and they lied to the American people again and again and again. That's why the intelligence officials are saying this administration is actively involved in a cover-up. Your calls, 888-340-3373.
Finally, on radio, Danny Johnson.
98% of the population will end up dead or dead broke by the age of 65.
Danny Johnson. Nationwide, Sunday nights.
For you, is that how you want to be? Is that the life that you want? Well, if you look at what everybody else is doing and you live the way they are, then that's what you're going to have.
Why live under the burden of death?
I say, look at what everybody else is doing and do the opposite.
A production of Extreme Media.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, in 2011, we told you about the CARES Project. It was launched by our Extreme Charities Foundation, offering you free assistance on getting the lowest price possible for your prescription drugs. I'm happy to report that every month, thousands of you are experiencing savings as high as 35%, but on average, about 27% off of what they formerly paid for the prescriptions that they needed. If you've not yet signed up, it's easy to do. Just go to CARESProject.com. That's CARESProject.com and print your card today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Kevin McCullough manning the fort. And you want to stay in touch with me during the week, join the Facebook page. Kevin McCullough on Facebook. Just go to Facebook.com, put in Kevin McCullough in the search bar, or you can just go to Facebook.com/KMC01. Links to all of the stories we use tonight are up, and some of my own personal whining about how little sleep I'm getting these days has worked its way into the mix. We'll take your calls, 888-340-3373. We've been telling you the developing, breaking developments on the story of what happened in Libya, when intelligence officials knew what, and why they are now saying the administration. We've not had administration officials say that the administration is involved in a cover-up, but we do have federal government officials saying that the administration is involved in a cover-up. And if you want to see the links for this, you go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/KMC01, and look for the post that starts, "Breaking News, the biggest scandal of 2012 deepens dramatically," and it's there. You can check it out. We've got all three of the links from the Jake Tapper story, from the Shell Atkinson story, and also from the Bill Gertz story linked there. And they will be very good reading for you, very important reading for you as you as you go forward, especially if you desire to be an actual informed person. Now, there's going to be people that, you know, hide your head in the sand and be whatever you want. But at the end of the day, it's very important to have the facts and to base them on facts. Okay, here's a story that, well, supporters of the president were dogging me for even linking to it on my Facebook page. But the rapper Snoop Dogg, and he's the one, in case you're like me and you can't keep rappers straight, because I don't listen to them and I don't think anything that they have to say is really that worthy of being heard. But he's the one that started talking about your shizzle, faux shizzle, hizzle, nizzle, wizzle, kizzle. That's the guy that we're talking about. He also has, I don't know, hundreds, if not thousands of pictures on the internet of him smoking pot. He has a big deal where he likes to smoke doobies and take pictures of himself doing it and then put them on the internet. I would think that someone could arrest him for that. In some of the states, somewhere. Anyway, we'll get to what Snoop Dogg says about election 2012 in just a second. I'm going to go back to the phones. Mike has dialed us from Louisville, Kentucky. Mike, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Well, thank you for having me.
Sure thing.
No, they said, I mean, I've heard reports about, they said it's not true. I can't remember if it was the female ambassador in Egypt had asked the Marines not to have any ammunition in their rifles, and the official statement from the Marine Corps, if you boil it down, it just basically says our Marines have ammunition. But what they don't state is it's known as condition four. You have no ammunition in your rifle, no ammunition in your magazine. You basically have an ammo can. And that's what happened, like Tehran and Beirut. The guys at the guard shack, they had no time to load their rifle, put ammunition in the magazine, slap it in. If they, had loaded weapons, that would have never happened. Just like you made mention about this.
So what are you referring to, Mike, in terms of the intelligence officials saying that the administration is involved in a cover-up? How is what you're saying related to that?
Well, because it is a cover-up. So they're saying, oh, she didn't ask that of the Marines. And if you look at the official reply from the Marines...
Who asked what of the Marines? I haven't mentioned Marines tonight. We're talking about 34 Special Forces ops that were taken out of Libya. We're talking about Libya. And we're talking about what people knew in Libya prior to the attack on 9/11.
Okay. Well, with the attack also, like, on the embassy in Cairo, a lot of retaliation there.
Same day, yeah. But we had evacuated our embassy for some reason prior to that, so our people weren't in harm's way there. I don't know why we didn't do the same thing in Libya.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was cheaper to hire, the Libyan security forces for, 1 week than it was for one of our troops for one day, I believe, is what it broke down to. Which made...
And you get what you pay for there, Mike.
American soil and should be protected by Marines.
Right.
Why did these people know where the safe house was?
Right. You get what you pay for. Well, I hear what you're saying, and thanks for the information. I've never heard of Condition 4, but now I have, and I'll have to go read more about it. Thanks so much. 888-340-3373. So again, to repeat, the breaking developments of the major story we've been following all night. Now, top-level intelligence officials that are career people in the intelligence agencies. These are not political appointees. These are the people just under them that have their jobs more or less secure. They are saying that the administration is actively involved in a direct cover-up about the details of how bad the Middle East has really been shot to you-know-where in the last several months. They were denying resources for people that were requesting them to carry out their security missions. They removed special forces operations in Libya that had been used to help protect Ambassador Stevens, and they even started taking out airplanes and other things that they needed to get the ambassador in and out of hotspots. And the intelligence officials are saying, look, the administration's blaming us, saying we didn't tell them the truth. Here's the emails and the memos. Here's exactly what we did tell them. All right, so that's the major story of the night. Now, real quickly, the faux shizzle, Snoop Dogg, took to the social media outlets of Instagram and Twitter to recently express himself on why you should not vote for Governor Romney in this upcoming election. Now, here's what I want to do. We're going to take this last break. In the last segment, coming back, I want you to hear the erudite, the intellectual articulation of Dr. Fo Shizzle as to why he's making his choice for president on the criteria that he is. Dr. Fo Shizzle on Baldwin McCullough Live after this next break. It's Baldwin McCullough. Don't forget, next weekend we kick off our first drawing of the Great Manhattan Holiday Getaway. So you register now by sending us an email saying holiday at x3media.net. That's where you send it. Send us your name, email, and address for your chance to win an all-expense-paid trip in December to New York for a weekend to not only meet your favorite talk show hosts, but also to spend an unforgettable weekend in New York in the holiday season. Holiday at x3media.net.
Best-selling author and nationally syndicated radio host, Annie Johnson.
Why is it important to groom the next generation for success? 14,000 hours of schooling that you and I had from kindergarten just to the 12th grade. Not a single class was on financial wisdom. Not a single hour teaching us the difference between wise and foolish spending. Teaching us really the price that credit card debt really pays on an individual and a family. Not a single class on how to become an entrepreneur, start your own business. Not a single class on even how to motivate and work with other individuals. Not a single class in those areas. And so why is it important to groom the next generation for success? Because right now society is grooming the next generation for accidental failure.
Why not discover for yourself the proven strategies for raising the next generation of leaders? Grooming the Next Generation for Success, the book, exclusively at DannyJohnson.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Cares. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Glad you're with us. Just before we went to break, Kevin McCullough telling you that Snoop Dogg, the erudite, multiple times convicted rapper, has issued his top 10 reasons why he's voting for Obama and not voting for Romney. Let's take a little trip down the always intriguing, mind of Snoop Dogg. Why I'm voting for Obama? He be a black word I can't say. Why I'm not voting for Romney? He a white N word I can't say. Why I'm voting for Obama, number two, he mad cool, yo. Evidently, he doesn't believe in verbs. There's no need for verbs. Number two, why he's not voting for Romney, this, let's see, mother, oh, isn't that incest? That word? Anyway, this blank name is Mitt. Okay. Number three, why I'm voting for Obama. That N-word I can't say. Look like he can fight. Again, mastering the use of verbs. Number three, why he won't vote for Romney. A B-word I can't say. Got a dancing horse. Did you guys know that Mitt Romney's horse could dance? I didn't know he could dance. Number four, why I'm not voting for Romney. He, a word I can't say, describing a prostitute. So it rhymes with yo. Number five, why he's voting for, number four, why he's voting for Obama. He wears a do-rag like me. Number five, why he's not voting for Romney. He looks like he says N-word all the time. Well, then we shouldn't vote for you, Snoop, because you said it multiple times just on the same list. Number five, why he's voting for Obama. Michelle got a fat, backside. I can't say that word either. Number six, why he's voting against Romney. This mother incestuous name is Mitt. Number six, why he's voting for Obama. He BFFs with Jay-Z. Number seven, against Romney. He always interrupts and talks over people like he's better than them. B word I can't say. I will beat the S word I can't say out of you. Number seven, for Obama. He hugged Beyonce before and sniffed her neck. Remember, these people say this in public. Number eight, against Romney, he's a Mormon, but he ain't got no word I can't say for prostitutes. Number eight, why he's for Obama, we use the same hair clippers. Because, doggone it, if we're going to have somebody in the White House, they better use the same hair clippers as me. Number nine, he reminds me of every boss I ever hated, why he's not voting for Mitt. Number nine, why he's voting for Obama, he smokes Newports. There you go, my friend. It's all in what you smoke. See you next week.
This is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a seven-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting out a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my 95 for Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.